This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a nod to the calendar, the fiscal calendar to be specific, because we are, in 45 states of this union, a week into fiscal year 2021, a fiscal year in which those states and all of their residents are going to have to deal with reduced revenues, shaky budgets, and a whole lot of uncertainty. Marketplace's Eric Barris checks in on how some of those states are doing.
What a difference 6 months make. Urban Institute fellow Kim Rubin says when the calendar year started, states were feeling optimistic.
Predicting more money coming in than they were forecasting and more money possibly than the year before. And then March happened and the bottom dropped out.
People stayed home and spent less. There went sales tax. Millions of people lost their jobs. There went a whole bunch of income tax. Meanwhile, Rubin says states had to spend more on swelling Medicaid rolls and soaring unemployment claims, all while beefing up their health response, kind of like a typical recession. But
that is just much more dramatic right now because of the suddenness in how we close the economy and the fact that this is all being driven by this public health issue.
States got some help from the federal government and some dipped into their rainy day funds. They also got some help from the expanded unemployment benefits and relief checks. Catherine White with the National Association of State Budget Officers says those
have helped temporarily prop up the economy and therefore state tax revenues, but that those are going to run out.
The Tax Policy Center estimates that states ended last fiscal year with $75 billion in shortfalls and face an additional $125 billion in this one. And there's a lot of uncertainty playing into that number, says UC San Diego economics professor Jeffrey Clemens. Businesses may open or stay closed, and COVID cases keep rising. State budget officials don't have a full picture of what they're working with. Going forward, Clemens says states can either raise taxes
or they can find ways to, you know, to scrimp and save, to cut expenditures.
Some states are already doing that. Washington is furloughing workers, and Ohio is planning cuts to K-12 education. And then there's borrowing. Adam Levin is with the state fiscal health team at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
Given the magnitude of the problems that they're facing, they're going to, again, have to consider all the options that are on the table.
He says the Federal Reserve has set up a new borrowing program for states. But so far, only Illinois has tapped it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.